News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ciarán Foley, CEO of Return. Good morning to you.
Morning, Shane.
Thanks for coming in to us. We had a huge reaction when we discussed the deposit return scheme yesterday. And we decided to invite you in to just address some of the questions that were raised by our listeners. So let's get down to business straight away. One of the things a lot of people are saying is, no, I'm not leaving back the bottles, but I'm still putting them in my green bin. Is that okay?
No, unfortunately, that's not okay. So we recognise this is a change to behaviour, and that was the right thing to do. Look, it's really important to say this is called a separate collection scheme because we need to get as much of the one product back to one place as possible. Currently, we achieve about an 80% recycled quality rate through the green bin, through the mixed dry recycling. We can get that to 98% by having all of the same product in one place. That means we can recycle up to 7 times the same bottle. But really importantly, if we can get enough product in one place, that means we can build a recycling centre on the island of Ireland. Currently, a lot of the recycling, most of the recycling goes abroad. It's okay. Exported. So really important for the circular economy initiative that we get it all back through the stores and
so not the green bin then. Okay, let's loads and loads of text coming in. Let's try and deal with them as quickly as possible. Is it possible to put the deposit return barcode on the bottom of cans or bottles so at least we can crush them?
It's not, unfortunately, no. So producers tell us that won't work. They need to be on the side and they need to be read by the reverse vending machine.
Darren says, why are shops charging for bottles that don't have return symbols if you can't return them? No wonder there's millions unclaimed. Is that happening?
Yeah, we're still in a transition period. So there were some products, we call them international barcodes, that producers were able to retain that did carry a deposit. You'll always get your deposit back if you've paid a deposit. But importantly, once the end of the transition period at end of May, everything will have a logo on and everything will have a deposit on it.
Another listener, Rory, says, we're a family of four. We might put plastic bottles without the deposit symbol mixed in with the deposit bottles. Can't understand why the machine doesn't accept the bottles. That's a real, because I've brought them down and they've thrown them back at me. And I was like, well, would you not just take them and don't give me the 10 cent or the 20 cent or whatever?
Look, it's obviously, it's a sophisticated machine, sophisticated system. Our IT systems are reading the data from the machines all the time. That's what we pay the retailer handling fee on. So, you know, again, this frustration will go away soon. Every product will have the logo on it and everything will be accepted by the machines.
Okay, fair. Regarding the recycling scheme, why do cans and bottles have to be cleaned and in perfect condition? Any other country I've been in, they can be in any condition. There's a water shortage. We're cleaning all these bottles and cans and the uncrushed cans and bottles must use up more space in the machines.
Okay, I wouldn't say they need to be clean and in perfect condition. They just need to be readable. The barcode has to be readable for the machine in order for it to work. Ideally, you know, we'd like them cleaned out, but as long as the barcode can be read, that is sufficient.
Okay, another listener. I carefully saved some energy drink cans I've been buying a little to recycle without any dents, etc. Took them to a recycling machine last week for my exciting first time experience using the machine, only to have the cans rejected, every one but a new machine. I was baffled. I'd definitely done everything right according to instruction. A helpful woman who was also bringing some stuff to recycle explained to me the same thing had happened to her, that even though the cans had a recycle logo, had been recently purchased from the shop you were bringing them back to, they did not have the correct logo and could not be accepted. Very frustrating, bit baffling. Do you understand this?
No, that shouldn't be happening. I do think some customers have seen there's different logos on different products, unfortunately. The return logo, which will become very recognisable, you know, the ore with the arrows around it is the logo that we use, and absolutely that should work through every machine.
Okay, morning guys. A couple of weeks ago, I diligently brought back all my 2-litre water bottles. About 7 or 8 bottles in, the machine came up with a blocked receptacle error message and shut down. No option to go back to the payment screen. Walked away with no money. To get around this, I now put 5-litre bottle water and put the empties in my green bin as I always did. The scheme is full of politics and was obviously rushed through for political reasons, says Mark.
No, absolutely not. So you need to talk to the store or supermarket if anything like that happens. Clearly, there are teething issues. You know, staff need to be trained. We are improving all the time. We're getting up to 1 million returns a day now, which is absolutely fantastic. So the country is buying in. And yes, we know we can get better. We need to get better because those numbers are going to grow during the summer to 3 to 4 million a day. So
okay.
Lots to do.
But lots of other questions coming too. Where does the money go to is another question.
Okay, again, really important. We're a not-for-profit organisation. We're here to clean up the country, to reduce emissions and ultimately to hit recycling targets. We're not here to make money. We get money through producers paying to put product on the market. We also get the money from the sale of the material, and we do get some funding from unredeemed deposits. But we don't want your money. We want you to bring the containers back, and then we'll obviously be refunding the money.
Somebody else says, can you ask the return guy, which makes you sound like a badass in a movie or something. Can you ask the return guy, who is Ciarán Foley, CEO of Return, what will happen at musical festivals where tens of thousands of cans will be used?
Okay, brilliant, brilliant question. So we're working on all sorts of solutions for all sorts of issues at the moment. The plan for music festivals is we will turn up with our reverse vending machines. We'll work with charities who would collect the bottles and cans for us and then bring them to us to put into the reverse vending machines. But look, the community side of this is going to be massive. We're working with GAA clubs.
I was going to ask, because there is a question here saying, how do I go about setting up a deposit return scheme for a GAA club?
Yeah, so brilliant. People are at it already. We were in South Tipperary yesterday. Guy down there has all the kids in his village collecting the bottles and cans. He's now started working with local businesses who are donating their bottles and cans. He's collecting them. He's bringing them back to the supermarkets. He's getting on with it.
Okay. I've also heard complaints from people saying, look, what happens if I buy a can in a shop, I'm walking down the street, what do I do with that can?
Yeah, so we obviously there's 2,345 reverse vending machines in shops and supermarkets all over Ireland. So ideally we want you to take them there. Otherwise, though, you need to bring them home and bring them back to the supermarket whenever you're doing your returns.
Okay. We've only touched, unfortunately, on a flavour of the questions coming through. Are you happy where it is at the moment?
We've made a brilliant start. As I say, we're up to 1 million a day now. We only did 2 million in the whole of February. So Ireland is buying in. We track ourselves against other countries. So we're ahead of where we need to be. But this is a low time in the market in terms of these drinks. It's about to go gangbusters in the summer. Really important, as your listener is saying, that we have the infrastructure working really well, and really important that we get the Irish people to buy in and bring it back.
Okay. The return guy, Ciarán Foley, CEO of Return. Thank you. We might get you to return at some point, and we might deal with this again.
Great.
Thanks a million for coming into us this morning.
Thanks a lot.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.